If you get that phone call or voicemail, know that it is a scam. Do not fall for it. You know, if it's a voicemail, feel free to write down whatever information they give in there, and you can call our mediation center and let us know. Yesterday, we received 156 calls of people getting the scam phone call or message on their telephone. So they are hitting Nebraska hard this week. The good news about the 156 reports that we had is zero people fell for it. No one paid in any money that gave us a call. Note that the numbers that we're getting that are most reported are from an area code of 206. So just be aware if that is the area code that is the common one right now being used. Not the only one, but the common one. And for your listeners, who I am assuming a lot are in Platte County, we did have four reports from them yesterday. So it is hitting your area as well.
And again, I think to reiterate too, Abigail, that when the IRS needs to contact you, they sure don't leave you a voicemail message.
No, they're not going to leave you a voicemail message. They typically do their business through the regular mail. So those messages are not how they do business, and they do sound scary. Oftentimes they will say that there's a warrant for your arrest, and that is not the case by any means.
If somebody does get one of these phone calls, they want to reach out to you guys just to report it, how do they get in contact with you?
We have a 1-800 number, and we also, you can file a complaint with us online at our website.
And that web address is?
It's just www.ago.nebraska.gov.
Anything else you'd like to add?
You know, please let us know. The reason we like to have people let us know, even if they know it's a scam, is then we can make everyone aware, hey, this scam is hitting Nebraska hard today, just like we're doing right now. And we can look for the phone numbers that they're coming from, or at least allegedly coming from. Know that you can fake a phone number pretty easy, but that helps us to warn everybody else.